Write these four words down. I'll just give them to you. Number one, he forgives instantly. Instantly. You don't have to suffer a little while first. He never makes you wait. He doesn't say, I'll think about it. The moment you ask, zero delay. Should a believer ever feel guilty for sin? Yeah, about 10 seconds. That's about how long it takes to confess and receive forgiveness from God. The myth is that feeling guilty makes me a better person. It does not.
Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. There are seven words in particular that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross that hold the keys for finding fulfillment in your life, career, and relationships. Thanks for joining us here today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a brand new series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. Now in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how to get the 7 Greatest Words of Love DVD study kit that can be used for independent Bible study or with a small group. This kit is sure to help you grow closer to the Lord. If you'd like to take a sneak peek while you listen to today's broadcast, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Word of Forgiveness.
If you don't talk it out, you're going to take it out on your body. And when you swallow your negative emotions, your stomach keeps score. People say, oh, my aching back. Oh, my aching neck. Oh, my aching stomach. Wonder where that's at. I said, well, maybe it's because what's eating you. God says, admit your faults to each other that you may be healed. Now, why do I need to drag one other person into this? I'll tell you why. And get this. It's simple to say, but it's profound in its meaning. The root of all our problems are relational. You say, no, this is just between me and God. No, it wasn't. The root of all our problems are relational. You are reacting still to relationships in your life that you didn't like. Today, you're still reacting to relationships you didn't like. And those relationships may have been a long, long time ago, but they're still pushing you in a direction that you don't want to go. And as your pastor who loves you and cares for you, I'm telling you, that the root of your problem is relational. And we're all dishonest with each other, and we play games, and we wear masks, and we pretend. Write this down. Here's another one to write down. We've talked about this before. I'm only as sick as my secrets. I'm only as sick as my secrets. Secrets make us sicker. And we hold them on. The way we get healed, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. The more you hide it, the more you hurt. The more you hide it, the more you hurt. And because we are not honest with each other, we're not only not honest with God, we're not honest with each other, we're dishonest. We play games, we wear masks, we pretend we have it all together. It isolates us from each other. It causes fear, prevents intimacy, creates insecurity. If they really knew me, they'd reject me. Everybody needs at least one person in their life they can be totally honest with. It's God's way of freeing us. That's why you need a small group. You're most likely to find that person in a small group. So, I admit it. I accept responsibility. And there are only three steps to getting rid of guilt. Here's the third one. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. There are so many promises in the Bible about forgiveness if you'll take these three steps. 1 John 1:9 is the most famous one. If we admit, if we freely admit that we have sinned, we find God utterly reliable. Notice it doesn't say, if we freely admit we've sinned, we find God utterly punishing, utterly mad, utterly angry. It doesn't say that. It says, when we admit to God we've sinned, that makes God happy, not sad. A lot of people think, well, if I admit to God, God's going to be mad at me, as if he doesn't already know. No, he knows. He just wants you to admit. that you know and you recognize that was wrong, what I did. Please put the verse back up there again. If we freely admit that we have sinned, we find God utterly reliable. He forgives your sins and he makes us thoroughly clean from all that is evil. So I ask for forgiveness. Now there's even a right way to ask for forgiveness and there's a wrong way. Let me tell you the wrong way to ask for forgiveness. First, don't beg. Oh God, please, 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 pretty please with sugar on it, cherry on top. Oh God, please, 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 please. Like God is unwilling to forgive you? No, he's more willing to forgive you than you are willing to admit it. God is more willing to forgive you than you're willing to admit it. You don't have to bribe or bargain or beg God. You don't bribe and say, God, if you'll forgive me, then I'll do this good work. You don't bargain. God, if you forgive me, I'll never do it again. God said, yeah, you're right. You'll be back there in another day or so. Forgiveness does not change the future. It clears up the past. That's another episode we need to deal with later on in this series. But you don't beg. You don't need to. God wants to forgive you. You don't bargain. I'll never do it again. You don't bribe. Well, God, I promise I'll tithe 20%. No, just ask. Romans 3, 23 and 24 says this. All of us have sinned. Duh. Yet God declares us not guilty if we trust in Jesus Christ, who in his mercy freely, circle the word freely, freely, you don't have to bargain, bribe, beg, freely takes away all our sins. Now, notice it says, if you just trust, if we just trust in Jesus Christ. He said, but Rick, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. I don't need to know what you've done. I could tell you this, what matters is what Jesus has done for you. That's what the cross is all about. We said that when we look at the cross, Jesus hangs on the cross, and the first thing he says is, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So the first message of good news, the first word of love from the cross is the word of forgiveness. And when you come to God humbly, honestly, admitting, accepting, and asking, God says, Father, forgive them. They don't know, Jesus says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He comes, his immediate response is forgiveness. Now, you may be saying, you know, I've done that, Rick. I've asked God over and over and over to forgive me, but I don't feel forgiven. Well, let me just say a couple things. You don't have to ask over and over and over and over and over. When you ask over and over and over, you're acting like God didn't hear you the first time. When you ask over and over and over, you're saying, I don't really believe you forgave me. That's a sin. I don't really believe you forgave me, so I'm going to ask again. Because I haven't forgiven myself, I'm going to ask again. The problem isn't God. The problem is you haven't confessed it to another person and let it go. That's false guilt from Satan. Now, let me explain how this works. Before I commit a sin, Satan minimizes it. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Go ahead and do it. Everybody does it. It's no big deal. Go ahead and do it. That's minimizing. The moment I do it, Satan changes strategies and he maximizes it. That is so big, you will never have the blessing of God in your life again. See how he works? It's the exact opposite. Before you do it, it's no big deal. After you do it, you stupid pervert. You nutty sinner. You wild, evil, wicked, mean, bad, nasty person. And he just maximizes it afterwards. If you keep asking over and over, that's a lack of faith. You don't really believe God forgave you. Now, the reason you don't feel forgiven is because A, you haven't done all three steps, and B, you don't really believe you're forgiven.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. There's more coming up. And when you have a minute, be sure to check out PastorRick.com for tons of great resources. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for his free daily email devotional and free podcast. And follow Rick on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and had life-changing power. That's why Rick has put together an amazing 7-session DVD study kit called The 7 Greatest Words of Love. In it, he focuses on the last 7 statements that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross. These words unlock the full meaning and amazing blessings of Jesus' last words before his resurrection. Words of forgiveness, assurance, love, trust, and more. We'll send you a copy of the study kit to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Write these 4 words down. I'll just give them to you. Number 1, he forgives instantly. Instantly. You don't have to suffer a little while first. He never makes you wait. He doesn't say, I'll think about it. The moment you ask, zero delay. Should a believer ever feel guilty for sin? Yeah, about 10 seconds. That's about how long it takes to confess and receive forgiveness from God. The myth is that feeling guilty makes me a better person. It does not. Feeling guilty does not make you a better person. God doesn't want you walking around in guilt. It just makes you miserable. It's unnecessary for holiness. Number 2, God forgives completely. He forgives completely. He's not just quick and merciful to forgive. When Jesus died for your sins, which ones did he include on the cross? Every one of them. Even the ones you haven't committed yet have already been paid for on the cross. He died for all of them. And when he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, it included everything you ever have and ever will do wrong. Jesus nailed himself to a cross so you can stop nailing yourself to a cross. Colossians 2, he has forgiven all your sins, circle all. He has utterly wiped out, circle that, the evidence of broken commandments, which always hung over our heads. He has completely, circle that, completely annulled it by nailing it to the cross. It is a super stain remover. Completely annulled. What does that mean? It means as if it never happened. How long do you remember a paid bill? You don't. And if God forgives, and not only forgives, but forgets sin, shouldn't you? The problem is if you don't understand complete forgiveness, every time something bad happens in your life, you're going to think, God's punishing me for what I did. He doesn't work that way. He doesn't work that way. Number 3, God forgives repeatedly. God forgives repeatedly. Have you ever committed the same sin more than once? Yes. Then do you feel embarrassed to ask for forgiveness again the next time? Yeah. You go, oh, I can't come back to God on this one. I just confessed it 5 minutes ago. God does not get bored with your confessions. It is God's nature to be forgiven. Hebrews 7:25, Christ is always interceding on our behalf. He forgives repeatedly, over and over and over. He doesn't get embarrassed. You don't need to. And number 4, God forgives freely. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. It's a gift of God's grace. Because you are human, forgiveness is your greatest need. And because Christ died for you, forgiveness is God's greatest gift. So let me just say this. Have you been haunted by secret sin? You can be set free. Tonight, we're going to take communion. As I finish talking to you, I'm going to ask the ushers to get up right now and start serving communion. And in all of our services, I'm going to ask our campus pastors to lead in communion. Let me say another word before we take communion together. God wants you to never forget what it cost Jesus to pay for your sins. God never wants you to forget what it cost his son to pay for your sins. God never wants you to forget what Jesus did in order to forgive you. And that's why we take communion. Now, the Bible says communion is only, the Lord's Supper is only for people who've actually accepted God's forgiveness by committing their life and trust to Jesus Christ. If you've never settled this issue, you're not ready to take communion. You're not ready to take communion until you have put your total trust in Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it's a sham, it's a fake, it's phony, it means nothing to you. How can you take the symbols of God's forgiveness to you if you haven't put your trust in the Savior who paid for it? You can't. Now the Bible says, last verse on your outline, Psalm 32, 1 and 2, what happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven, and what relief for those whom God has cleared the record. God wants to give you happiness, and God wants to give you relief from the guilt that you felt over the things done wrong in your life. Communion is a symbol. We'll wait till everybody's been served, and then we'll take the elements together. But communion is a symbol of what I just taught you in this service. Don't beg, don't bargain, don't bribe God, just believe. If you have not believed in Jesus Christ, you have not put your trust in him to be the Savior of the world. If you don't let Jesus pay for your sins, listen, you're going to have to pay for them. Somebody has to pay for your sins. Either you or Jesus. Somebody's got to pay for your sins. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and Jesus died on the cross for you. That's how much God loves you. That's God's grace. That's God's mercy. And so before we take communion, we're going to pray a prayer together. And if you've never settled this issue, I want you to do it right now. I want you to accept, admit, and ask so you can be free from guilt till you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. You don't have to beat yourself up anymore. You don't have to belittle yourself anymore. If you don't do this, you will go one of the three ways that Eloise talked about. Some people, when they blow it, they just do it more. And some people, when they blow it and they sin, they just go into depression and feel bad about themselves. And some people, when they blow it, try to become super saints and overcome, and they become perfectionist and legalist and phonies and Pharisees, and they go around judging everybody else, because if I don't feel good about me, I certainly don't want you feeling good about you. When you find someone who's high control, it's because they feel their life is out of control. When you find someone who's highly judgmental, it's because they are judging themselves. When you find somebody who's ungracious all the time, it's because they don't really feel God's grace in their life. When you really feel the grace of God and you feel how much slack God has cut you, you're gonna cut everybody else a lot of slack. You're gonna stop being the perfectionist, thinking you're better than everybody else. One of those three, we all take different paths in dealing with our unresolved guilt and our unresolved reactions to relationships. As I said, it's always relational, the root of everything. So I want us to pause right now and bow in prayer. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I know that without a doubt there are people here listening, and even listening online and in all of our campuses. There are people listening in Manila and in Hong Kong and in Berlin and in Buenos Aires. There are people listening in Southern California and all of our campuses here that are suffering under an immense load of guilt and shame and regret. And for some people, it's been eating away at them for years. Let this be the day of their release. Let this be the day of their relief. Let this be the day of their freedom that comes with your forgiveness. Now I want to invite you to pray the steps that I've just taught you, the steps for forgiveness. And if you've never accepted Christ, the steps of salvation. Now I want you to say something like this in your mind. Just say it to God. Dear God, in your mind, just say, you know everything about me. You know everything that I'm ashamed of. You know my regrets, my sins. You know my mistakes. You know my habits. You know my actions and the attitudes that I feel guilty over. Today, Jesus Christ, I again admit that I need your forgiveness. I agree with you that I've done wrong, that I have sinned. And many times I've done what I wanted to do rather than the right thing. But I not only admit it, I accept responsibility for it. And I'm not going to blame anybody else in my life. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to own up to what's wrong in me, in my life. I want to change. I want to go your way. I repent. I want to follow you and I want to trust you completely. Jesus Christ, thank you for what you did and what you said on the cross. Thank you for saying, Father, forgive them. I believe that. I ask you to forgive me for even the things that I don't know about. Take away all my guilt. I thank you for paying for my sins on the cross so I could be forgiven. And now in faith, I do accept your gift of forgiveness and salvation. Thank you for forgiving me instantly and completely. And yes, God, thank you that you forgive me repeatedly. And most of all, I thank you that you forgive me freely. Please help me to feel forgiven and to forgive myself and to forgive everybody else around me. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you missed any part of today's message, no problem. Just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're at it, sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And remember to click on his social media links too. Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. That's why Rick has put together an amazing 7-session DVD study kit called The 7 Greatest Words of Love. In it, he focuses on the last 7 statements that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross. These words unlock the full meaning and amazing blessings of Jesus' last words before his resurrection. Words of forgiveness, assurance, love, trust, and more. We'll send you a copy of this study kit as a way to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I want to thank all of you who've taken the time to write me and to share your story. I absolutely love these stories. Your letters and your notes really encourage me. Here's a note from a listener that I just want to share with you. It said, Pastor Rick, I want to thank you for your ministry of the Daily Hope podcast. They've been especially helpful as my wife and I are working through a painful time in our marriage and healing our relationship. It's a blessing to be challenged to love the Jesus kind of love and to build up trust once again where it's been broken. You know, as I work through a very busy time of year, I stream your podcast and find myself praying and nodding all day long. Now, I hope you're nodding in agreement, not nodding off in sleep. Your preaching speaks directly to my heart, and I'm praying for the courage to rebuild the trust and love, to love her the way that God built me to love her. Thanks again for your work and the transformative change it brings out. I truly don't know where I'd be without Daily Hope Podcast. Sincerely, Nathan. Thanks for writing, Nathan. I want you to know that I'm going to be praying specifically for you and for your wife and for your marriage. It means a lot to me to know that these broadcasts are helping you through a difficult time. Thanks for listening today. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.